The last matter on the calendar, Banchero.
Morning, Your Honors. Eric Zubel appearing for Scott Banchero, the appellant. Another contract case.
Do you wish to reserve, sir?
I will reserve 3 minutes for rebuttal. Thank you. This case, the appellant essentially is addressing two assignments of error to the trial court. First, that the judgment that was entered in favor of Mr. Yurkovich, a 49% shareholder in a subchapter S corporation, that being Pinnacle, should in fact have been entered in behalf of Pinnacle, not Mr. Banchero, because from the very outset, this case came to the court as a stockholder's derivative suit.
Wasn't it also pled as a direct claim for breach of the shareholder agreement?
Well, there was reference in the complaint to breach of contract, but the prayer asked for relief to the corporation. And that was something that I thought was important. I'll say parenthetically, we'll come back to this later, at the end of the day, from the standpoint of recovery to Mr. Banchero, whatever it is that this court decides to do, the net effect will be the same. But I will address that point as I go further into the argument. Secondly, and I think a little more importantly, the court, trial court, improperly failed to take into account the fact that implicit in the arrangement which the parties had with one another from the outset was an understanding that they would work together in the business, that they would each contribute their best efforts on a full-time basis to the success of the business. And I think when the examination is made of the record, and a rather thorough examination was made of the record, the conduct of the parties all the way back to 2006, the enormous amount of effort that was put into the findings of fact which Mr. Lyons prepared that are before the court compels the conclusion that the court erred in not taking into account the fact that Mr. Yurkovich terminated his employment in August of 2008, did not work the balance of the year, received about $128,000 in compensation for that year.
Looks like the trial court got to the end of the day and said, you know, if the parties in a closely held corporation want to sign up on a contract and says either or both can sit on the beach, use the court's words, they can do that. And is that what happened here?
Well, that was my metaphor, and it
came back behind you.
And it's right in the findings. There has to be a certain element of fairness, though, and I think at the end of the day, maybe the place to start is with the agreement itself, Trial Exhibit Number 7. This was the First Amendment to their operating agreement. That's where they, as shareholders, Mr. Yurkovich decided to reward Mr. Banchero with an additional 1% of the company. Previously, they had owned the shares equally. But beyond that, a contract that was not drafted by a lawyer, which is, I think, why we're standing here today. When you look at the paragraph 1.7, actually it's subsection 8.2 of 1.7, this is what the contract doesn't say about salaries. It says, distribution of net profits shall be made in the most advantageous manner under the advisement of the tax preparer retained by PPG. Then, you go to 8.3, division of net profits shall be an equal division, both SB and MY receiving a 50% share. Well, that's all it says. I think it was implicit. In fact, you can infer from the testimony of Mr. Christoffel, who was the accountant, that where you have a subchapter S corporation there's a certain amount of flexibility that are allowed to the shareholders in the sense that they're not going to be permitted to just withdraw distributions and not pay any salaries at all, insofar as the IRS is concerned, because the IRS wants to get the Medicare and the Social Security, the payroll withholding. So there is this balancing act, and what the court did is it took the statements of the signatures of the parties on their tax returns, in which they declared arbitrary salaries for 2007 and 2008, disregarded entirely. And disregarded entirely the fact that they were agreeing to go to the tax preparer, and the tax preparer was going to decide at least how to handle distributions. Why are distributions not referred to as salary? I think it's obvious. They wanted the flexibility to do what the tax preparer would be comfortable in having them do, because he prepared the tax return for them, Mr. Christoffel. So there's that dimension of the case, and that has to be taken into account in addressing the element of fairness, because at the end of the day, if in fact we're going to be dividing up the income of this company without regard to salaries, and would affirm the decision of the court, would not be doing great violence to the findings of fact, the conclusions of law of the trial court, by simply making an adjustment. The adjustment is fairness, and that is determine what would have been the fair assessment as to the value of the services each side performed during 2008. We put a number on that on page 35 of our brief. If they're both working full-time in 2008, and the idea is to split the money equally that is earned in 2008, you put a value on that particular, on those services, and we did this. And when you put the value on a per-month basis, in fact, we went further on page 35 of the brief, I did it on a daily basis. And when you do the calculation, you have to make an adjustment in the amount of money that Mr. Banchero should have to pay back to the corporation. And that is reduced by the amount of money. I'm going to go about 30 seconds into my reply. That is reduced by the value of the services which Mr. Yurkovich did not perform in 2008. Otherwise, what happens is the corporation, or excuse me, Mr. Banchero is working for nothing. He's not getting the value of his services. He's also only getting the distributive share of the income without regard to doing anything. That is not a fair result, and it's not a result that I think the court could justifiably reach based on the totality of the evidence that was before the court. I'll reserve then the balance of my time for reply, the rebuttal.
David Lyons for Michael Yurkovich. There's two errors, as he indicated earlier, whether or not my client was entitled to a judgment against Scott Banchero. The complaint filed in this case was against both Pinnacle in a derivative capacity and against Scott Banchero as an individual. There is no dispute whether Scott was served the right way, whether the court had jurisdiction over him. That's not argued in this case. The court did. The court issued a judgment against him. The question is very clear, and the complaint, as Judge Varellin said, first cause of action, very clearly, breach of contract. They had a contract between them. Contract that was in two parts, a 2003 contract that had salaries set at $12,000 or $1,000 a month, and a 2006 amendment of that contract that eliminated salaries and split profits equally.
Did it eliminate salaries, or did it just say, we're going to let the tax advisor help us figure out what category to put things into?
The record will show that what happened is the salaries actually crossed out in the revision.
Right.
Those provisions are actually eliminated.
But does the new 8.2 preclude salaries?
I believe it does, because the 2.3 contract says salaries can only be increased by mutual consent of the parties. If that's been eliminated, what's left? If we go back and put that back in, we need mutual consent going forward. The parties, at least what the court found, was they intended to have the profits split equally. That was the court's determination. Why? Our theory is as such. Mr. Banchero never paid anything for these shares. Nothing. They were going to operate this company together.
Wasn't the theory, though, that by offering his creditworthiness, that was a key to the importance of the business going forward and lending, securing lending, and that was consideration for the shares plus his employment?
What was the consideration for the employment was the contract itself. There was no employment necessary to continue. They agreed to a contract. Maybe someone made a bad bargain here. But this court's not here to undo a contract that's a bad bargain. This court is here to interpret the contract as the court interpreted it and see if the court made misapplied their discretion in interpreting the contract. So I, looking at the facts totality of it, you go back and say, what did the court find here? We look at the history of these parties together.
On the first issue, just before I lose track of it, to go back to, and counsel alluded to but didn't quite get to it, even if you considered a derivative action, ran the money back into what's determined to be excess distributions to one of two shareholders back into the corporation, it has to come back out to the other shareholder, right? There couldn't be any other claim subject to it, right?
Well, if it comes back to corporations, it's subject to the general claims of creditors. And we could lose it to creditors at that time. This money was taken by Mr. Banchero for his own benefit. Mm-hmm. That's why the judgment was issued in the name of against him individually. He took it.
The other shareholder wouldn't have any claim, though, then to say, well, I get half of the recouped funds.
Well, he could increase his salary unilaterally like he was doing when he was running the company. Mm-hmm. And again, under corporate law, it says if you have a conflict, there's a special procedure that we go through in notifying people about having corporate meetings. We want to set salaries for ourselves. Those meetings were never held. So even if he wanted to set it for himself, he had a duty to follow the rules set by our statutes about having conflicts and how we resolve conflicts when we set salaries for ourselves. That was never done here. What was done instead was a concealment, a plan to eliminate him having access to records, a plan that was instructed to him by his corporate attorney in Idaho. Well, if he's not this officer, he won't have access to records, so remove him. So that's what they did. We asked to see those records. We can't see them. Why? Because Mr. Banchero knows he's done something wrong. He knows he's taken this money. And that's why the court went the direction it went, I think. There's no question that they were going to split profits equally. They did in 2006. That was the custom they set. But once he was removed and didn't have access to that information, that opened the door for Mr. Banchero to help himself, which he did.
What were the constraints on the trial court? Once the court concludes all the things you've just itemized, that we've had this inflated salary, that self-dealing was going on, and now we have to come up with a computation of damages, can the court cut through and just say, well, 50-50 means 50-50 in every aspect, and that means I don't even have to worry about who was working or not working and any compensation separate to them?
The court was not there to rewrite their contract. The court found that the contract was to split profits equally and salaries were eliminated. That was the court's determination. That's what they found. And that's about the comment about sitting on the beach. If two people decide they're going to own a corporation, split profits equally, they don't have to work. If one decides they want to work, that's negotiations they should have had before they entered into it. They failed to do so.
There's no challenge to the findings, is that right?
That's correct. I don't believe so. He says some of them are erroneous, but he's not saying they're factually incorrect. So based upon that, I asked the court to affirm the trial court's hearing, findings, and I can see the rest of my time. Okay.
Your Honors, here is all that this court is being asked to do, and that is to take the numbers which were found by the court with respect to the distribution that were received by each of the parties. There is no dispute relative to 2007, finding number 26, Banchero owes Yurkovich, should be the company, but $27,511.65. So all that is necessary to look at is 2008. So the methodology that was used in 2008, in finding 26, is what's being attacked. We're using the 50% figure in finding 26 that Mr. Lyons provided to the court, that being $289,212.60, one half of the total profits for the company for 2008, that being 578,432.40. All we're saying is take that number, the 289,212, and rather than award Mr. Yurkovich the right to 160,783, reduce it to conform to the value of the services that he performed in 2008. And we arrive at the value of those services simply by taking an arithmetic calculation on page 34 of the brief. We arrive at that by calculating the value of his services at $792.37 per day, attributing that number equally to both shareholders. And we're saying, since that's the number of days he worked, that's the value of what he should get from those distributions for that year. Otherwise, it is a windfall. It is really a forfeiture to Mr. Yurkovich, who gets to be paid for not doing any work. Thank you.
Thank you, counsel. That concludes the calendar.